Welcome into the Boys Get Paid podcast. These are your best bets of the week. Listening to what the lads had to say.
Righto, I'll get us kicked off and then we'll work out what the order's going to be from there, shall we? Ted has got one for us at Ōtaki, race 8. The Ugly Sister, $5.50. She won her maiden race easily at Matamata on a heavy track over 1,400 metres in a time right in line with both the two rating 65 races that day. Looking at the weather forecast, there is a strong likelihood of a wet track at Ōtaki and she can win again. When I sent that through today, Luke, you were pretty happy with that, mate.
I certainly had a bet on that. Was it you that liked it? I liked it too, yeah.
Okay, good.
I think we all liked it.
Jeez, right. Well, this happened last weekend and it won, so let's get on.
Oh,
right
how good. Yeah, just keep punting it. The Goat's best bet, Rickerton Race 5 in Vegas, $7 and $2.50. Unlucky last start behind Matt Scott. That was over 1,800. Steps back up to the 2,000 metres where it's been running great races, including a good second to the Underbelly, which is a good horse. This horse is knocking on the door for a win. Let's go.
Well, well, well. Punt IQ, Ramwick, racer number 4, a $17 best bet. It's now into $14, but this horse is called Fly Fly, and you will be flying high when this one pisses in. She's still a maiden, taking on the elite 2-year-old filly class here, but plenty of merit in what she has produced and should be a single-figure quote, in my opinion. That means we're getting overs, and there is value up your bloody units. Lady of Camelot looks hard to beat, so Quinella or 25% win, 75% place might be the way to go. Punt IQ having an outstanding season across the ditch.
Very strategic, Matty. Dan, your best mate?
Yeah, mate. I've got the BGP blessed bet this week. Cambridge Race 3, number 2, Lincoln Cove. I think it went down very narrowly last start to a pretty good horse in Bobby Boy. I think this horse has got a bit of ability. We've got all the meat with Zach Butcher on board, and I've gone with the Winsurance as well. So if it comes second or third, we'll get our money back. But you're blessed, and it's paying $3.20. That's Cambridge Race 3, number 2, Lincoln's Cove.
Nice. The Scam Man likes that as well, but he's had to find another one because Dan Rack got on there first. He's gone Saturday, Winton Harness, Race 5, Betta's Anvil, $2.40. Debut effort was very good last Sunday, making good ground late. Should be better for that run and can make his presence felt. Good on you, Scam Man. Dan, do you want to do Fitzy and then we're getting into Luke's?
Yeah, Fitzy's gone to Saturday, Winton Harness, Race 10, Kahlua Flyby. This is a really nice horse, actually. I know that it's run behind some pretty good fillies over the last couple of years. To be honest, he's not given us any notes and I've not gone and looked back through it, so I don't know anything about it. But look, Fitzy's hard at work finding some form, and if he's found us something on a Saturday, I'd say just get on.
His has got home at $1.20 last week, Piccadilly Pete, on Sunday. Did you get on?
It opened at $1.70.
$1.70?
Yeah, it opened at $1.70. He just got smacked.
Well, they win, they win. We had a few winners last week, and I'm hoping to do it again on Saturday. Ōtaki, meeting for race number 6, Elegant Lady. Going a little bit rough here, but the Elegant Lady can get us home over a bit further ground. It was really unlucky last start at a distance, short of its best. It's coming up from down south, sneaks under the radar here, and doesn't mind it off track as well, so bet with confidence in the wet. We'll have to be at its best to beat all of these, but with a fit horse and Craig Grills on, hopefully Craig can pay the bills.
Good man. You're going for 3 from 3 over the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, obviously. Yeah, that makes sense, mate. You're 2 from 2, you're going for a third. Righto. I'm going to go tomorrow to Woodville, race 4. I think we might find another Roger James Robert Wellwood maiden here in Schmooze, only paying $2.70. But if you have a look at its replay from its first race, it was sort of running around a little bit and then knuckled down late in the last 100 metres and was very, very good to the line. Who knows how it goes on a wet track? I don't know how wet it is down there, but you've got to have a crack at it. There's only one other in there that looked any good, so it looks like a pretty easy maiden field. But let's see. That's Woodville Race 4, Schmooze at $2.70. As I say that, I know the Goat's got a horse down there, and I hope it's not in that race because I shouldn't have said it's an easy field. That's the case. Sorry, Goat, if that is the case. But yeah, Schmooze looks a good horse. Good luck if you're having a crack. Those are your best bets for the week. They'll get you paid. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and other social media channels. Tune in next week. Gamble responsibly.